And welcome back to the Cinemania World podcast, everyone. My name is Dwayne, and today we have a very impromptu episode of Cinemania Hero Hour. We haven't done a Hero Hour in a while, so I figured
it's been a while.
Our first show back, you know, here on the podcast since I believe around Saturday, I believe, with the reviews. So it's been a little bit. I've been out for a little bit, been dealing with some stuff. But figured I'd get on here to kind of get some stuff to talk about and whatnot. We were mixed on what show to do, but it seems like there's way more superhero stuff and comic book stuff to talk about rather than like just generalized news. So you heard me already. I am joined by Cinemania World member and YouTuber. We have Alex Madden. Alex, hello.
Yo, what up? What up, Cinemaniacs? Welcome back to the Cinemania World Hero Hour.
All right. Very good to have you here, Alex.
Thank you for having me.
Some comic book media. So I guess we'll start off with what's been brewing all week, you know, regarding from Marvel Studios. Monday, we had the trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine, the official trailer, not the teaser trailer, and trailer number two. Unsure if they're doing another trailer, but I guess we'll start with that.
Yeah, I really don't want them to do another trailer, honestly.
Yeah, I am. So let's go. Let's start with you here. It's just you and I today. Let's start with you here. You have any general thoughts on that trailer?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a solid trailer. I definitely prefer the teaser trailer. I think the teaser trailer had more of a pace to it. It had a little bit more like, okay, this is getting my adrenaline pumping now. Like even like when they were showing the action in this trailer, yeah. I was kind of like, this feels a little lethargic, but I think that's by design because I've seen a lot of people kind of having the same feelings about the trailer. And for me, the way I was thinking about it was, I think it's edited kind of weird, and I think that that's on purpose because this is speculated to have so many people in the movie. I mean, we already got a few, hints and Easter eggs as to who's going to be in the movie, like that whole scene. Like that whole scene where Xavier's sister's coming out of Ant-Man's skull. You could see Lady Deathstrike. You could see Azazel. So I think it's going to be a whole assortment of the Fox characters, and we know that Elektra's coming back. So I think the way that this trailer was edited and put together is by design because if they show more, they have to be careful of what they show so it doesn't get spoiled in the trailer. I think that that's why the trailer feels a bit off to me. Also, at the same time, though, we did get more of Hugh Jackman. We got Hugh Jackman in the yellow suit. People are complaining about the stupidest things with his suit. Oh, his shoulder pads are gone. Guys, calm down. Calm down. Okay. It's the littlest thing ever. Calm down.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal at all.
Yeah, like, I'm just happy to see Hugh Jackman in a comic-accurate suit, and I'm just happy to see Hugh Jackman back as Wolverine.
Right.
Whether or not, I mean, they said it won't touch Logan. Whether or not it does touch Logan, we'll see. I highly doubt it will, because this seems like it's a variant of Wolverine. So, we'll see. I mean, it definitely offered more of, like, that Deadpool-Wolverine dynamic that I'm really looking forward to, and the jokes kept flying between them. And the jokes in the trailer, I kind of hope that those aren't the best jokes in the movie. That's kind of my worry with that. But overall, I thought it was solid, not as good as the teaser, but I get why it was edited and felt a little bit more strange than the first one and why people feel like that. But so,
So I actually enjoyed the teaser trailer from what I remember, at least.
Yeah.
And regarding this trailer, I know people on the podcast have kind of associated me with like being the Marvel downer right now, because at least me and Hannah are, because like just currently it just feels like a weird state, just the superhero movies in general, not just Marvel, but like as well as DC. I mean, look at what we got this year so far from Sony. But as far as this trailer, I actually thought this trailer was underwhelming, but I'm gonna say why. It has nothing to do with like Maravo, we're doing this again. Like, so right. people are legitimately like mad. Oh, this is
right, not what I want. Right. And they're looking, yeah. they're looking for excuses to nitpick everything.
Yeah, especially with like, you know, Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man, you know, the movies being back in theaters right now. Mm-hmm. People are just, they, you know, these kind of movies now just are not exciting people, you know, because of, you know, this new renaissance of, oh my God, look at how Spider-Man used to look and when mm-hmm. you put it direct and all that stuff, right? That's been mm-hmm. all over the zeitgeist regarding like mm-hmm. social media this week. Mm-hmm. And it's not because of that is why I didn't like the trailer that much. I thought the trailer was just kind of underwhelming and just, yeah. I thought it was like, I wasn't expecting them to just like show Wolverine. I thought it was going to build to a more epic showing of Wolverine.
Yeah.
It kind of just starts with him and he's just like sitting at a bar. I was like, oh, okay.
You know? Yeah. I didn't necessarily think it was going to build to a more exciting showing of Wolverine. I just thought that there was going to be more excitement within the trailer itself, I guess.
Yeah. And I guess that was my issue too, is that there's like this, it doesn't feel like there's great action between Wolverine and Deadpool, but it just doesn't feel like a lot's going on. And I think that is, again, what you said, by design, because the trailer really reminded me of that last Endgame trailer mm-hmm. before the movie came out. Not the Super Bowl one, because that was crazy. That was dope. That trailer, when they're just kind of recapping the MCU.
There was, an idea, that one.
Not that one. That's Infinity War. That was there was a trailer in Endgame where it was like, it starts with Tony Stark and like he's like recapping Iron Man.
Oh,
and then it starts with
that. Yep.
Then Thor's recapping his movie. And then Cap is recapping. I thought that trailer was so underwhelming and kind of, and that like that spawned us to get on a show. Remember, I don't know if you remember this, but we got on a show after that trailer saying, oh, what if this doesn't do well because it's not really explaining?
I remember you thinking that.
Right, right. Well. And obviously, I mean, obviously my prediction was awfully not correct, you know, and I'll, you know, but that trailer, I feel like what you said, they did not want to show us anything. There was like false shots that was not in the movie riddled across that trailer.
Yeah.
Like there's a shot of like Thor hovering around looking at his axe and that's not in the movie. That shot of Natasha, you know, just firing off like, you know, pistols. Mm-hmm. That's not in the movie. There's a bunch of shots not in the movie from that Endgame trailer. And I think that was because they don't want to show anything and they just want everything to be a surprise. And of course, when you watch Endgame after that trailer, you're like, oh my God, I'm glad they didn't show anything. Right. So I wasn't upset that they didn't, you know, this trailer kind of felt like that. I felt like this was more of like a longer version of that first one of just to tell us what's going on. Right. Logan's here now.
Yeah, because when you,
here's our villain.
When you think about it, we still really don't know what the plot is, other than the TVA is coming for Deadpool. There's something going on in the multiverse and he teams up with Wolverine. That's all we know.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's because I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt because of that, because I think that was by design. I really think that was all because they don't want to show a thing. There's a lot of surprises in this. And I think they're going to take the complaints from Multiverse of Madness to heart as far as like not being enough multiverse stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to go balls to the wall with multiverse stuff in here. I just feel like there's so much to be seen in this one.
The only thing that worries me with that is it going to be a multiverse movie or is it going to be a Deadpool and Wolverine movie? Because when you look at the heart of Multiverse of Madness, it's like, yeah, everybody was speculating that everybody was going to show up. Tom Cruise as Iron Man, you know, but like, and we only got like what, 5 people that showed up, but at the heart of it, it still was a Doctor Strange movie. Doctor Strange was still front and center. The cameos didn't take precedence over Doctor Strange. If that happens with Deadpool and Wolverine, that's what I'm worried about with like if there's like 1,000 cameos or something that, oh, it's going to take precedence over Deadpool and Wolverine, which I for all I know, I'm probably going to be wrong because Deadpool is probably going to make some quippy joke about how there's all these other people from these different universes and something like that. But I just don't want that. That's why I'm kind of more lenient on Multiverse of Madness, because when I saw it, I was expecting all that. And then I realized as I was watching it, I was like, that would have been a hindrance to the movie because it would have taken away from Doctor Strange. And I feel like that could possibly take away from Deadpool and Wolverine, even though it probably won't. I don't think they'll go down that path, but we'll see.
What I'll say in defense to that is that I feel like with all the multiverse stuff that we've gotten so far, I feel like there has been a balance of making sure it's still about the core character. Like Spider-Man No Way Home was still, with all the multiverse shenanigans, was still very Tom Holland. I don't want to hear that otherwise. I've heard this argument. It was still very Tom Holland Spider-Man movie.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And like the other Spider-Man didn't even come in until like the third act. So I would say with that, with Doctor Strange, even Spider-Verse, Across the Spider-Verse is riddled with multiverse stuff. And like the movie, and that's like one of the greatest Spider-Man movies. And that was not a hindrance to the film. Someday I feel like it will happen to where like they get, you know, they'll get like so heavy with the multiverse stuff.
I have a feeling it's going to be Secret Wars.
Yeah, yeah. And like I just don't know how you – I like the idea of like it's still character-based with this stuff all around it. Mm-hmm. And I've already seen some of the like rumors and what's going to happen. I mean, they're already kind of in the trailer. You see Azazel.
Yep.
Lady Deathstrike. I think we're going to see multiple versions of Wolverine.
Yeah,
I think we're going to see multiple versions of Deadpool because you got a hint to that.
Well, there's Dogpool. Yeah, I was going to say Dogpool. The whole Wolverine thing, do you think that this would be the chance for them to introduce the MCU's Wolverine? Like the actual, like, or what is it? Earth 616 is the main timeline?
Yeah. I would say no, because I feel like our Wolverine that we know is going to overshadow him.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say no. I would give a hint at the end or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
But I also, if you watch the trailer, so Deadpool has this suit on this entire movie, and then if you watch the trailer, there's someone shooting like machine guns, and I don't ever remember Deadpool using machine guns, you know, like submachine guns. Mm-hmm. And he's usually like a pistol guy, right?
Yeah.
So my theory is that that's a different type of Deadpool. I am hoping it's like Lady Deadpool. That'd be so dope, or something like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, there's going to be multiple versions of each character, same way as like Spider-Verse. And I'd be totally down with that too.
What if it's the, Merc with his mouth sewn shut?
I think that would be a great cameo if you brought back that hideous one from X-Men Origins.
And then Ryan Reynolds makes a joke and be like, it wasn't even me or something.
And I hope Ryan Reynolds is the one in like, you know, with the prosthetics on again. Like, I hope it's him again. Yeah. That actually would be hilarious if both of them drop into that like scene and then they have to fight him. I think we're going to get a scene with that too. They're just dropping random places and they're just
I've heard too that whole section where you see like the 20th Century Fox like logo. I heard that that's setting up Battleworld. That's a rumor that's going around.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to lead into like Doctor Doom and one of the Avengers going to like start creating Battleworld or something. That's a rumor that's going around. I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but
yeah, I mean, I hope it's something. I'm down with like it being something really cool as far as like cameos and different types of reveals. I'm down with what they're like, as long as again if they don't cross a line where it's like overboarding all of that.
Yeah.
I'd be definitely down to see what they come up with and everything. I feel like there's a lot of funny ideas to do when, especially with the comedy. You know.
Right.
Multiverse of Madness is like too many cameos would have resulted in it just being so uncanny and campy.
I
feel like with this, you have so many moments to just do this stuff, but make it extremely comedic.
Yeah, if you're gonna do a whole bunch of cameos, I feel like Deadpool is the movie to do it in.
Yeah, I agree.
Even if I'm a little worried that it might overshadow, although I don't think it will. Because Deadpool is the one who can like, he'd be like, oh, like, remember this or so? Like, he'd make some wisecracking joke about it, and then it would just pop in and then pop out, you know?
Well, it was kind of like Deadpool 2. I remember we saw that at a screening, and like we were raving about the post-credit scene because all the like, you know, different universes, timeline shenanigans where he kills that Deadpool that we all hated, you know.
and then he kills Ryan Reynolds for accepting.
Ryan Reynolds. Like, we all went crazy for all of that. So, yeah,
exactly.
I think when it comes to Deadpool, you can do something where it just makes it extremely comedic.
Just cleaning up the timeline.
Yeah, I love stuff like that. So if they can do stuff like that where you bring back just like the ridiculous X-Men stuff that we've known in the past, where you bring back who's the guy who played Gambit?
Channing Tatum.
No.
Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah, you bring him back and he fucking has the accent and Deadpool kills him. I don't know. Stuff like that would be really funny to me. Really funny. Yeah. So, I'm excited for Deadpool 2. I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine, I guess we'll just kind of see what happens. And again, this needs to be like a big win for them.
I think it's going to. I think so too,
because it's Deadpool. If you mess up Deadpool, I mean, I don't know what you're doing.
That's the thing. Everybody loved Deadpool. A lot of people love Deadpool too. Everybody loves Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. Like, Hugh Jackman's coming back as Wolverine after previously retired. We get Wolverine in the yellow suit. This trailer marketed Wolverine heavily. I'm like, this is easily breaking a billion, no matter what the critic reviews are. Everybody's just gonna go see it, you know, because it's gonna be like, it's like, we just want to see Wolverine again. Like, we didn't think that this was gonna happen.
Yeah, I also don't even think it needs to. I know that's what a lot of people are saying, that it has to. I think it just has to be extremely successful.
Yeah, you know? I don't, like, if it doesn't break a billion, I could see it making at least like 800, 900.
I think it just has to be successful, and it has to be critically acclaimed, and it has to be audience acclaimed as well. Very important.
I think what Marvel has going in their favor this year is that this is the only MCU movie this year.
So it's like
we got a little bit of a break, because I know people haven't really liked the past few Marvel movies. I mean, I know we got Echo in January, but there's still a little gap there. And then there's another gap. What's the next one? Is that Cap 4?
The next one? I think it's
Cap 4. So.
I think it is Cap. Yeah, I think it is Cap 4, which, I mean, I don't know, man.
Ugh, the more and more I hear about it, the more worried I'm getting.
Yeah, I don't know about Cap 4.
But yeah, it's like, and then it's like, even if this isn't that successful, or it doesn't get that good of critical praise and audiences don't like it, then there's still at least another reprieve where we can take another small break. You know, I don't know what they got coming for Disney Plus series. I think they got to kind of lay off those for a little bit too. But I think there's enough time before this movie and after this movie, if this movie doesn't do as good as they think it is, for people to just kind of reset. I think, even though it doesn't seem like people have reset all that much, but
I think it'll be a good time. So I'm excited to see.
I just want it to be fun. It doesn't have to be like groundbreaking, amazing. Just give me a fun Deadpool movie.
All right, let's dip into some of the mailbag here. We're gonna go to Strictly Hero Hour mailbag. If you want to send us an email or, you know, some questions, it's cinemania2018@outlook.com. Just send us a message whenever you can, or whenever you want. Okay, so. This person here says, this was submitted like 2 hours ago.
Oh, damn.
This person here says, it is the 5th Avengers Endgame anniversary. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of the movie 5 years later? And how was you expecting it to be at where we are right now after watching Endgame? I guess they're asking, did you expect that we would be at where we are right now with Marvel 5 years, you know, after Endgame? I'm gonna say no, but then I'm like in the middle, because I feel like,
I think I kind of am too.
I feel like they were never gonna stay on that high.
Right, right.
At some point they had to come down.
Exactly.
But what I also will say was, I wasn't ready. I didn't expect them to fall so hard. Like, they're not like DCEU levels at all right now. But that Captain Marvel, that the Marvels number is really spooky.
Yeah.
When you think about just all the parameters and all of the past box office just openings and runs, like the fact that I don't think the Marvels cracked 200 million. That is like that's scary.
Let me see here.
I'm checking it too. I don't
206.1 million.
That is horrible.
On a budget of a gross budget of 274.8 and a net budget of 219.8.
That is horrible. And that's like, hey, if Abigail does that shit, you know, that's amazing. You know, like a $20 million budget, you know, if horror or something like that can get up to that point, that is amazing. But when you talk about the MCU and just like the budgets these movies
I also think
that is really bad.
I also think that just had like the Disney Plus shows just also come into play with that, because I mean, you have something like Secret Invasion that was supposed to be leading into the Marvels. Nobody liked Secret Invasion, so it didn't get people hyped for the Marvels. I mean, WandaVision was their first DCU, not DCU, MCU project for Disney Plus, and it had Teyonah Parris in it. That was a while ago. You know, so it's not like anybody's going to go back and rewatch WandaVision before the Marvels and be like, and then people are probably sitting in the Marvels like, who's this again? You know, so I mean, it's just Disney Plus doesn't really help them when it comes to setting up these movies too. It's like you got to do so much homework now with the MCU. And like, I mean, I honestly haven't watched the past 4 or 5 MCU shows. I think the last one I watched was Loki season 1.
Ooh, see, that's not good.
Yeah,
I remember Hannah used to try to get on me about this too. I'm like, Hannah, what happened?
Like, she's
missed a lot. Like, a lot of people have missed a lot.
Like,
I didn't finish Echo. Echo was horrible.
Yeah, I got through like one episode. That was it. I think the whole. I mean, I knew Marvel would come down eventually, but I didn't think it would. You know, I've still enjoyed like even their lesser ones for like Phase 4 and 5, aside from Quantumania, still worst MCU movie. But like even then, I'm just like, I feel like I was really, really loving Love and Thunder when we first saw it, and I've come down a lot on that. You know, Eternals, I go back and forth with every time I watch it. I'm like, this is great. Then the next time, oh, this is kind of boring. And then the next time, oh, this is great. So it's just, I don't know, man. It's weird. You know, yeah. I mean, they definitely need that critical reception back for sure.
No, for sure. I agree. I think, it's bad. It was Disney. I think what really hindered the MCU after Endgame was, I think that long break for COVID actually really helped. I think after Far From Home, we had that long break, and I feel like that there was like a hypeness when you start up WandaVision and you see that, you know, the Marvel logo's picking up. Yeah. Now, like, I'm so tired of that Marvel logo. I feel like it needs whole new like music, everything.
I think that's what's gonna help Deadpool and Wolverine too, because there hasn't been something for a bit of time.
And I think as far as TV, mm-hmm. I think they should have treated TV the way they were doing, like when they had ABC and they had that Netflix thing going on with like the street level heroes. I feel like not every like supporting actor / character needs a show,
right?
I feel like just certain characters are better as a supporting or like a sidekick. I don't think like people will like, okay, so if you go down the track record, I don't need a show of Falcon and Winter Soldier. I don't need
honestly, and that was going to be my next point, because honestly, some of those could have been movies. Like, I think Falcon and Winter Soldier could easily have been a movie. That should have been Cap 4, I think.
Yeah. I mean, and then if you go into like other stuff that was done as far as TV, mm-hmm. I think Moon Knight could have worked if it just didn't work for me by the end of it. But I think it could have worked as like a street level TV series. It just got too crazy at the end with like a giant crocodile, and it's just
what?
I haven't seen it. Yeah, it's too much. It's going too much. It's an elephant. It's just going too much. Okay, but as far as like other, like Echo is not a leading.
Yeah, no.
She's just not. I'm sorry. Like, she's just not. She doesn't have enough character work to be like interesting as like a leading character.
I think
She-Hulk should have been a movie.
Yep, I was excited that too.
I think Scarlet Witch. I think the WandaVision show worked for like a series.
Yeah.
But then Hawkeye, we just don't need shows for everybody who's a supporting.
That was the thing. Know? That was the thing, because that was before Iger came back. That was when Chapek was in charge, I think, and he was just more focused. I think he was really twisting Feige's hand a little bit.
Yeah, and then even upcoming, it's ridiculous. Why does Agatha need a show?
Exactly.
What's going on here?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these and with the 9,000 title changes it has, I wouldn't be surprised if some of these shows actually get the can in the long run.
I don't know.
But it's like they fell into the trap, and I think a lot of this was Chapek twisting Feige's hand by putting out quantity over quality.
And that's what hindered, I think.
But at the same time, I think Feige got spread too thin. He was overseeing TV. He was overseeing the movies. Like, obviously, you're gonna lose focus on what you're trying to do, like, in the long run. Like, obviously, we're in the multiverse saga, but you're gonna lose, like, you're gonna look at some scripts and be like, that's fine, when it's really kind of weak, you know? I think he needed somebody like Luis D'Esposito or Brad Winterbaum, whoever is the executive producers over there now, to really oversee the TV side, and he oversaw the film side.
I think there was just way too much.
Or it's like you're even introducing like weird, stupid characters in the movies too. Like Quantumania, you had Bill Murray in there as like some random dude that Hope knew in the quantum realm. I'm like, why?
And it was also the issue for me as to not having a core identity of who is your leaders right now.
Yeah.
I think one of the things I heard about was like, you know, T'Challa was going to be like the guy, but everything, you know, that's out of their control.
Exactly.
Everything that happened with Chadwick and stuff. But I feel like the original Avengers, like they had a core. Yeah. I think the core came down to at least three. Like you had three people that was just spread across multiple projects that worked. And I think the three people say Thor. I don't think it was Thor. I will say Black Widow. Widow was like every, she never had her own stuff, which was wrong.
Right.
But Black Widow was in Captain America. She was in this, she was in that. You know what I mean? She was like spread around the you saw her enough to be like, okay, that's one of our core characters.
Iron Man.
And it was like, it's like it was Iron Man, Cap, and Black Widow. That was my big three. I never saw Thor. I know everyone wants to say Thor, but I mean, Thor's movies was not strong enough for him to be big three. I'm sorry.
I guess you can make the argument now, Doctor Strange, because he hasn't been it's Doc.
Okay, I would agree, but they're using Wong as like the connector more than Doctor Strange. Like, no disrespect to Wong, but like I feel like Doctor Strange should have been the guy that was at the end of Shang-Chi. I feel like it should be that. Like, you know, we keep seeing Captain Marvel. We keep seeing Doctor Strange. We keep seeing, you know, barring everything. We keep seeing T'Challa and stuff. Not just like, oh, we see these people like every once 3 years, you know? I think that's also a
like hit. Like that giant Tiamat sticking out of the earth.
Oh, disaster. okay, let's go to another question here. This person here says, have you guys seen the recent Marvel rumors that have been going around regarding some of the projects?
I don't know. I read them and then they kind of just go in one ear out the other.
Like Wesley Snipes coming back for like Secret Wars. I don't know.
That would be dope.
Like,
though.
Do you want another way to kill that Blade movie? Let's get the Blade everybody loves.
Could you just imagine though if he pops up in Secret Wars, just chops somebody in half, and says some motherfuckers were always trying to ice skate up him? That'd be amazing.
Don't get me wrong, I love Wesley Snipes. Yeah. I think I'm super excited. I sort of wish like the Blade movie was like him, teaching someone else. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say like a
like,
son.
I think Mahershala will do good if he doesn't leave the project by this point. But
I just don't think it's a good way. I don't think it's smart to bring him in when this movie has undergone so much trouble behind the scenes, and we have not seen the new Blade at all. You're gonna bring back the one everyone loves, and then what about the new one? The new one's gonna get like, no one's gonna care about the new one.
Exactly.
And it's like, my example for that is that I love No Way Home. Absolutely love it. But the movie would not have done as well if it was just a Tom Holland movie.
Exactly.
I mean, Spider-Man 4 is not going to do $1.9 billion.
No.
It's just not.
No.
So everyone, as far as the hardest casuals, it's, you know, we would talk about the hardest of hardcores. The hardest of casuals, the casuals of the casuals, is like, they were like, oh my God, there might be Toby in there. Like, because look at how the theaters are this week. I think like Spider-Man 2 did like almost $1 million this week.
Yeah, that's crazy.
In a week on $5 tickets.
And for a movie that's 20 years old.
Every single night that I checked, the theater was crowded. It was almost sold out.
Yeah.
And I think that was like, that is people's, you know, longevity is a thing. You know,
that too. But I also think that people like, the younger generation who saw No Way Home and had no clue who the hell Tobey Maguire was, they're probably going to see that, be like, oh, that's what everybody was up in arms about back in like 20 years ago.
Right. And it's just like, I think nostalgia is very a heavy drug.
Yep.
And I do think, you know, bringing back the two Spider-Man, yeah, I think it hurt Tom Spider-Man just a tiny bit, not a lot, because I think, you know, a lot of people went to the movies to see them.
Yeah.
And to see at least Toby, because, you know, Andrew is like, you know, the middle ground of like,
right,
oh, we
right.
liked Andrew Spider. I love Andrew Spider-Man, but people are like, you know,
I like him as Spider-Man. I just don't like his movies.
Hey, listen, bud. I got tickets to Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man 2. I did not get tickets for Amazing Spider-Man 1. I do not care for that movie. Amazing Spider-Man 2.
You're killing me. You are killing me.
Love it. The best Spider-Man suit, the best Spider-Man swinging. Love it.
Yeah, anyway. I'll give them that. His suit doesn't look like a basketball in that movie.
Yeah, I don't know. Amazing Spider-Man 2 is just lacking some type of inspiration or something like that. I don't know. But so I think, I don't know. I guess we'll just see what happens as far as like, you know, bringing back Wesley's life. If that's the truth.
So, yeah. I mean, we're probably going to get the rumors that Tom Cruise is popping up as a variant Iron Man again.
For sure. Okay, this person here says, if there's any one character you would like to see return in Deadpool and Wolverine, who is that for you? Returning?
I don't know. Like, I'm limiting myself to just the Fox, like, X-Men thing, I guess.
Hey, listen, brother. All I want, I think this is happening, but I mean, I would really love to see Daphne Keane back.
I think it's happening.
X-23 in like a suit, and like she's like grown now, so she's gonna be able to like do more.
I think it's happening. I think what's gonna happen if that happens.
If they got her like black comic suit.
Yeah.
One for me at least. I would love to see X-23 back.
I think what's going to happen is that Hugh Jackman's Wolverine in this movie is from a separate universe, separate from the Fox X-Men movies, and then she's going to come in when she's older from the Fox X-Men movies, and she's going to see Wolverine and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and I think it's going to be the same one. I don't think it's going to be like a variant. I think it's like her world is like turned to shit.
The only one I think it's going to be a variant.
Wolverine's dead. She has her suit. What'd you say?
The only one that I think is going to be a variant is Wolverine.
Yeah. I would be all for Daphne Keane making a nice return.
Yeah.
Anyone for you?
I don't know, because like I'm just limiting myself to Fox X-Men, I guess, because I'm not looking at the MCU as a whole.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough one because...
Hey, listen, if you want someone to fight Azazel...
Nightcrawler? I know. We got robbed on Nightcrawler. And
I feel like he just did not do enough. That opening of X-Men 2...
I essentially am going to say like a whole bunch of people because I want to see a lot of people from the Fox X-Men series, but Rebecca Romijn as Mystique, maybe?
Oh, that'd be dope. I'm good on the Jennifer Lawrence one, but yeah.
Yeah, because I know Jennifer Lawrence doesn't want it, would never come back. She doesn't want to do it. But like Rebecca Romijn, Mystique. Can we bring back Patrick Stewart as Professor X again, just to kill him? Just for the sake of it.
Also, too, hey, if you want to bring back is it James Marsden? If you
want, Cyclops, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And the only reason why I want it is so he could recreate that damn scene in X-Men 97. You know that scene that was on, like, all over Twitter?
Yeah.
Where he's, like, he's using his blasters to, like, fucking land?
Yeah.
And it's awesome. If they could just recreate that scene in live action.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. I'd bring that guy back in a heartbeat. They did him dirty in X-Men The Last Stand.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that's our
No more question? Oh.
No, there is. There's a
couple. Oh, okay, good. I was going to say.
Okay. This person, I'm just scrolling down to get some more comic book centric ones. This person says, do you see Hugh Jackman returning to more than just this movie? Well, of course.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he'll be the mainline Wolverine moving forward, but like if he pops up in Secret Wars, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. This person here says, over or under on both Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans in Secret Wars? I just feel like Secret Wars is going to be a mess. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I mean, I think Michael Waldron has more time to write it this time because when he wrote Multiverse of Madness, he didn't have that much time. So he can plan it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't know. It depends. Because we don't even know who the villain is, right? Because they were going to do Kang, but now it seems like they're moving away from Kang.
Well, it's like rumors that they're doing Kang. They're still doing Kang, and like it's gonna be a new act. I don't know, dude.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Honestly, I don't know.
Oh my god! Today's the day where you, me, and Christina went to go see Infinity War.
That's is nice. It today?
Yeah.
Wow, 6 years ago. That's already that 6 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that time period, and just like. Oh man, I just remember being so jacked for. I'm always like someone who reminisces about the past, and because I feel like as we get older, life just gets horrible.
Yeah.
Unless like all out of nowhere, like you know, next year comes and you're like you win the lottery and you're like rich or whatever. But
don't you wish?
I just think about like times like. At least 2018 and 19. 2020, I would never go back fondly of.
No.
You know, even 2021, I would never.
Yeah.
But 2018, I just like, that time period is where I'll be a little bit vulnerable right now and say that I've seen so many like podcast and YouTube channels kind of close. And like websites
because they
like,
were all theories for Infinity War and Endgame.
No. Just because they're not doing it anymore. Like they just like Jump Cut Online in the UK was one of them. That was like a big one. And they closed down and stuff. And just like stuff like that. Stuff like people like just different stuff that we love to watch, like Collider.
The Schmoes.
Yeah, Collider, you know, I know Christian Harloff still does stuff, but like Collider and them and Screen Junkies, like all that stuff is not what it was anymore. And it's like, right. it's like Collider has just transformed their entire show. Now it's just Collider's Ladies Night, which great for Perry Nemiroff. But like, I'm like, I don't know, man. It's just, they constantly change what the show's identity is.
Right.
And I feel like 2018... everything was on a high from like movie reviews, different channels, YouTubers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Movie talk, movie discussions, all that stuff was on a high. And that's what made me want to start a podcast. And now every day I'm seeing something is closing. Someone is like moving to something else. And it's given me thought of like, ah, man, do I even want to like continue?
Yeah.
It's just not, it hasn't been fun anymore. Like it was back where I had like a twinkle in my eye when we started this thing and we got into like all the news, going to screenings, you know, standing out in lines and like, you know, talking about movies and trying to, it was like a blast that, you know, it was a blast. You and I would come on here like every Wednesday and try to like talk, and then we building up the whole team together. And like lately it's like, it's just like, yeah, it's just not what it, I feel like nobody's numbers are higher right now. Everyone's just kind of dwindled because this is like, everything's like moving to fucking shorts. And if I hear shorts and TikToks and all that shit one more time,
I know.
Like, that's the somebody thing. Somebody at a screening once that I went to, I forget for what movie, but he was like, you know, if you wanna spruce up your content, you should really just get some shorts out. I'm like, no, I don't want to do that.
I do shorts on my channel, like if I'm behind on a movie. Like for instance, like if I go see Abigail like next week or something, like I'm not gonna do a full on like
But I feel like people went to that because that's just what the algorithm made them do.
I have noticed that a lot of my shorts, the viewership goes up.
And I feel like that's sucks. Yeah. And it's like, I know I sound like old man screaming at cloud. Yeah. But it's like
the viewership
2016, 2017, 2018,
yep,
where this content stuff was at an all time high. It feels like the pandemic really wiped stuff out. And then like the movies and just like comic book movies are not the same anymore. They're not like,
they're not guaranteed money makers anymore either.
Yeah, you know, just, well, I don't know. I just noticed kind of a lull.
Yeah, and I think like comic book movies or in blockbusters, honestly, in general, no matter what franchise it is, I've kind of noticed that like everybody just nitpicks everything. It's like, not nitpick either. Like, it's if you see one thing wrong with it, for instance, like you guys know that I somewhat defend Rise of Skywalker. I can acknowledge that movie's flaws, but there's plenty of stuff in it that I like. But I think the problem with stuff like, especially Star Wars, especially Marvel, is people see one thing in a movie or a TV show that they don't like, and then they just make up their mind about the rest of the movie. And they'll just be like, oh, like, somebody will be like, yeah, but that scene was great. No, it still sucks, no matter what. You know, I think that's the problem. There's no middle ground anymore.
Yeah, and I feel like, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there's just a lull in like content and like things to enjoy and talk about and like, you know, get engagement from people who want to listen to you talk about it and stuff. It's just, it's not really the same anymore, you know. I miss watching discussions on stuff like that. I think
Twitter's a big killer of that too.
There's times where I just want to like hop off Twitter, hop off Instagram, and like go off the grid and just write and stuff. But these social medias, like, you kind of need to, unless you're like someone with like, you know, if you're someone with like 3 million followers or something like that, they're gonna follow you,
right?
If you like get off of like, online,
yeah.
But if you're someone who's like a little on the lower end as far as subscribers, followers, they're if you just hop off of everything, it's hard to gain a community. That we have a small community, which I really enjoy, and I'm happy people sending questions, people still listening. Somebody, it was like this random day, like 2 weeks ago, where we had like 2,000 like downloads randomly. Like, I don't know where it was from. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
It was like an old episode, right?
It was a bunch of old episodes too. It was like a bunch of newer ones, some old ones. It was like a mixture. But yeah, that stuff is cool. But it's just like, yeah, I just noticed a lull in like everything when it comes to like movies and media, movie discussions, videos. I think there's just like a lull on everything.
Right? I think it really depends too. Is like, because people also change up how they talk about movies too on the internet. Like, for instance, I get why he did it, but like Chris Stuckman, like, he doesn't review movies that are not that great anymore. And I think people are kind of like, okay, like, I want to see if there is like a review, like if there is something positive about it, even if it is a negative review, you know? And a lot of people have kind of shied away from that because they're like, well, people work hard on the movies and we shouldn't talk about that. Like, the worst of the year lists are gone now too.
Yeah, most of them are like
I think a lot of creators have just changed habits. I think they've really changed up their style. Obviously, like you said, some of them left. There is definitely a lull. And I mean not to brag or anything. I mean, I have noticed viewership on my videos going up, and I feel like maybe that could be why. Because
yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, because people are looking for other people to watch. So
yeah, I don't know. It's just strange.
It's strange. It's a very
it's been a weird time. Obviously, I'm not like I'm not like closing down this podcast or anything, but I've had thoughts of like, what if I just kind of take a step back?
I've definitely done that with my YouTube channel too. I'll be like, I don't want to do this today. Or like last night, for instance, I saw Challengers. I reviewed it. I put out like a 7-minute review on my channel, but there was literally when I got home last night, I was like, I don't want to film that.
Yeah. And it happens. And it's like, it's tough. So, cause even us, like I've, you know, I get emails, but I know that like our content has gone down heavily as far as like, you know, shows every single week, every single Saturday, Sunday, every single, like it's gone down. Larry and I will take breaks from box office, you know, if we don't have to like discuss just like
this life, movie, life happens.
Know? Yeah. So I don't know. I hate to end the show on a sad note, everyone, but I do have to get going. But
okay.
So that is it, everyone. First episode of the Hero Hour Show. Really appreciate you guys all for listening.
Thank you.
Alex, let everyone know where they can follow you.
You can find me on my official website, alexmaddenmovies.mystrikingly.com. All my social media links, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd are there for you guys to enjoy.
All right, everyone. You can follow me on Twitter at cinematic94. You can follow the podcast, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's Mini World. That is it, everyone. Thank you guys for joining us. My name is Dwayne. That was Alex. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.